Anybody else in that conversation?
I don't have seen any of this. As I have seen, there's a, such a thing as a new gadget, call it a gadget, maybe a sweet thing, that you've got like it's a cushion, okay? You've got like a, it's a shape of a heart, it's a cushion.
Come in.
And
come in.
You've got the sequins, you've got loads of sequins on one side. Now what it is, what you can do is, it's, if you're fidgety, you can go like this, down the side, and it shows up a different colour. This is pink, and if you go up, it turns it into silver, okay? Now, the question is, a lot of people have this as a gadget, especially girls. Some girls, they can have this, and the question is, when you go like this up, right, so then you're doing something, when you go down,
with words as well.
You get it with words as well. Like, it's really the same. What you can do is, if you do the other way, right? If you feed your fingers the other way, then a word will show up. So you can have the word showing up.
Different colours will show where you flip it.
Right. So it can show, it can stick out, and it can hold itself. That the name will flip, will stay where it is, and it will see. You'll be able to see the name. But even if, let's say, someone with his finger would make a, let's say, like this, right? Would make a letter, right? Or aleph. Okay, so you've got like this Aleph. If someone does that on Shabbos and it's Nikkur that it's Aleph, what would he say? Is that an issue on Shabbos?
You should know,
okay, it doesn't look so good. Okay, but if let's say, let's do it properly, okay? What letter should Moshe, what letter should we do?
Base.
Base, right? We're going to do base. It doesn't work this way. Okay, so we have to do Y, okay? So we've got Y, and that says Y. I believe, yeah, that to do this on Shabbos could be Melacha D'oraisa. Why? I thought initially, what are you doing? This is Godish, there's nothing. Yeah? But on the other hand, a lot of times that we know of that he's doing nothing, let's say on the window, you know, they get steamed up on the window, or let's say on the car, there you can easily say that when you make a letter, Aleph, Yud, yeah, whatever letter you do, it's not D'oraisa because it's not going to stay. Okay? And even if you go to the seaside, and you take a stick and you make like, you know, you write your name, Yossi, yeah? I feel like in the sand, because nature doesn't let it stay, right? Over time, just nature does it, gets rid of it. So then, it's a Dovah Shein Miskayim. But over here, this is going to be Miskayim. I don't see why
there shouldn't
be a Shein Miskayim. Sorry?
Your hands won't let it stay.
Your hands won't let it, okay. But I need a Pa'udah, the Moshe, the Shmir Shabbos Kelechosai. He brings that. You know these mega sketches? Do you know that like these mega sketches? They're boards that you don't have a pen, but you have a magnetic pen that you can colour, and then you just simply you pull the eraser and it separates the two magnets and it clears out. Okay, those mega sketches is brought in Shmuel Shabbos Kol Chosay. That's also on Shabbos. You not must be deraisa. Pasha, that should also be the same thing. That if it can stay, there's no reason why it shouldn't be shalom deraisa. So that's
not real
conceivable. That is fine, you're right. Mishnah Berurah does is ma'arich, and so Shim Mem, he's ma'arich about it. But if you write on something which is not Biskayim or it's not the Derech, but in the cases where the cases that you see in Mishnah Berurah, it's not a long sifkotan in Shim Mem, a long sifkotan. You get he does tell you cases where it gets downgraded to the Rabbon. In Akusav, Dafka, Badova, Roshim, Va'imed, yeah, but a lot, but I can't see this case fitting into any of these Sivkotans over here. And I would have thought the Bialoch does bring the shaila about pencils. You know, sometimes when you write onto pencil on the side of the Gemara, sometimes over the years, depending on the pencil and the sefer, it can wear out. So the Bialoch brings a discussion about it. Is it the Eraisa? It's not going to last forever. And he sees Machmir, it says it has to last for at least some time. Russia says even for the weekends ready because of the Shekayama. So certainly this could be the Pasha of the Shaila and the Raisa. I think it's something to take into account. I think the main point is, this is what I need the help from the Olam. Something which is Shaykh Kosev, the halacha is you can't even do a Rishima. You can't even do a Rishima like this. So the question is, right, Shaykh, if let's say someone takes a pen on Shabbos and he doesn't write a letter, doesn't write alphabet. He just takes a pen and just does a line, right? Is that muta asr shmonot shteit? So you can't do a reshima on Shabbos. We need a bit of help on this one.
It means something.
Reshima, what do you time? Reshima, stay over here, reshima is asr. So what are we going to do to Rishim on this?
What does Rishim mean something?
Rishim has to stay.
Yesh li zohe, shaloi lichtoib, I'm going to say, where's the next one? Yeah, Rishima. Rishima shteit, muta lirshem b'tziporin ala seifa, kemosh harishm l'simon she'in zedob ha-miskayim. The whole heta of the Shulchan Aruch is because it's not going to be miskayim. But a Rishima, which is going to be miskayim, we need to work out a heta. Okay, we'll leave it there. Just, I thought the actual writing a letter is zichalsa. But the question
why
of the Rishima...
If you brush, someone brush past it, let it just...
That's the question. If you have a tear pen which gets very easily rubbed out, if you just go like this, does it exist such a thing that you can just do with your hands, rub it out? Why should that be a shy? Why should that be a mutter?
You do an invisible pen. You do a letter and then it rubs out.
So that is going to go by itself.
Then
it's
okay. You can use an invisible pen.
Well, it's the rabbon. It gets downgraded to the rabbon.
Right. This, if I wear my hands over it, is that a mechika?
I'm baffled. I would have thought, as far as Chitzon is, when you go through the first few Siyufim and Shemim, it speaks about writing, let's say the Ramah speaks about when you have May Paris, you have, let's say, fruit juices spilt on the table. And then you're fidgeting a bit and you write a letter in the, well, let's say, in the salt. Yeah, you got someone spilt the salt and you write a letter, Yud, yeah? So there are lots of a problem there because it's going to stay as it is. So why should it be any different? Anyway, the chariot, this should be a shayla. The knach is that even a rishima could be a shayla. Rishima is when it's not a letter, it's just like a line. Just like you can't take a pen, a scribble, just a line. Why can't you just draw a line? Right? The halach is you can't draw a line because it's kosev in that it's a rishima. Rishima is also an answer. So why is a Rishima not mutter here? Okay, we'll have to do extra homework to make sure that it's the case.
If in your case the cat did salt and the kid did an A in the salt,
yeah.
I can't clear up now.
Oh, so now you've got heterium because it's basic creation and the echpasle, like the safe idea, you could if you go to another place then you could do that. But theoretically, you've got a shaila if you're mechavan and all that. Okay, I just food for thought. We'll be mevarig on the getter, we'll have to have it out with a we've got something to discuss it over Shabbos. I think the zikha to write a letter is an emes a shayla with the, I think a shayla with the raisa. Even a rishima, I'm going to struggle with a heta. To rishima like this could be a shayla. We'll have to be mabara. Can I throw you another shayla, if you don't mind? There's a new craze in school in the chadorim, in the schools. You look over here, it's called Rebbe cards. It's not a new thing, it's an old Zach, but the Rebbe's changed.
It's like football.
Okay.
No, it's not football. It's football.
Instead of the foot, exactly. Instead of the football,
hands
the
guards and football.
It's a ganzer chokhmah how they do it, how they get people to change, and a ganzer Zach, and they've got doubles and they've got triples. Is it worth it? Is it worth changing this to this? Who's better? You can imagine I'm going to squirt some of the children, Baruch Hashem, can I do Hora Sachnachas? The end of the day is what happens is the idea is that everyone should have the whole set of 49 rebbes. Okay? 49, we're up to 48 rebbes. Okay, up to 47. The question is, often what you want to do is you want to go to your neighbor's house, and if he's got 48 and that's the one you're after, you don't mind giving him 3-4 of your doubles. Because you've got doubles, you don't care about the double. You want to swap them. Can anyone think of firstly, the Shulchan Aruch state in Simon Shimon, right? That you can't sell something to someone on Shabbos. Now, when you swap something, Shulchan Aruch tells you that is the equal in halacha to selling. If let's say I buy something off you, I buy a watch for £10. Okay, so I give you £10 and I buy the watch. It's also on Shabbos because Gezeira Shama Mecha Chamemka. Gezeira Shama Yichta. Okay, so you can't buy something on Shabbos. Very good. Mekach HaMemka includes swapping. The Shulchan Aruch tells you that swapping is also the same thing. So the question is, do we have to stop children which have, they want to swap? He wants to get the 49, 48 rebbe, and he wants to give him 3 of his doubles to get the 48. What would he say to such a Shabbos? Shabbos Kodesh, you got 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So after the cholent, he's desperate to swap it, go to the neighbour and swap the rebbes. He wants to fill in all the rebbes.
Oh,
what would you say to that?
Definitely.
Definitely can. Ah, Meredith. Why? Because the rebbes...
Fill it up to the end.
Rebbes, keep them busy.
Fill it up to the end by the back of a patish.
Oh, that's a shayla. I have to tell you that this shayla is discussed in one of the shuvahs for him. This shayla specifically from Harav Rubenstein's got Geshmak Haseif and Migdanes and Yo, and Chel Beis Simon Mem Ches. Very Geshmak. And he tells us, he says that if I give a child under the age of a mitzvah, I give him a maknet to him and I give him cards, yes, there's a halacha, halachically it's considered his. Because you could be makne to a cotton al ide achir, shtei in kinyonim. You can actually give ownership to a child, make him own something, if someone else is doing it for him, he's giving it to him, right now it's yet now yours. Yeah? But a cotton hasn't got the koyach to be makne his own chafetim to someone else. This is mufush and shuvarach in Chesh and Mishpat, it's no secret, that's what we're going to say. Children, when you get to the Arbaminium, all these things, it's a great array. Like, this is the basics. The basics of the Indian is that I can be makna to a cotton, but a cotton can't be makna to someone else, even a gold or cotton, it makes no difference. Even a cotton, he can't be makna, he hasn't got the courage to be makna to someone else. If so, when Shabbos afternoon comes and he says, okay, here's three doubles, and please give me number 48. In our lucky terms, from as pi aloch and chesh mishpat, nothing's happened. Nothing. You see, when you get to Hani Avankara, you got the sugi in sukkah, when you get to the cotton, you can't be makna to a cotton. All these sugis are very, very clear in Shulchanora. When you get to the Arba Minim, it's very clear the cotton hasn't got the curve to be makna. If he hasn't got the curve to be makna, he says no problems, no chance. It's a chap of a.
Okay, that's if he's a cotton.
Yeah, so he's a cotton.
If he's a cotton.
He's asking he's a goddle. If he's a goddle, you tell me, is there a way forward? I can't think of a way forward. If he's swapping something, it's got a deal of Mecca Chamemka, a person's 13 year old, and he's following a football team.
Is that the same as Swiss as a constructor?
You give
me a lolly, I'll give you a Swiss.
Yeah, the chayyur would be the same. The same shayla would be in a case where it comes to swapping sweets on shabbat. On yeah, that's a good shayla. Yeah, simchas Torah. You got loads of these winkies. You want to get rid of all the oodles, right? All the oodles.
It still belongs to your father.
Right, it still belongs. Oh, see, his mother is. He says they all belong to the father, and the father allows the child to do what he wishes. So that's not going to change ownership of his strict halacha. The moshel, if it were to be an Arba Minim and then the child swaps it will still belong to the first child. So that's how he comes out of Alokha. And it's Geshmak Echad. He's got other tsurufim, but I think the main tsuruf has been this first point that he says that the cotton hasn't got the koyach to hand over ownership. Therefore, there's no shayla. But
yes,
I think it's a good, you've got a good shayla. If a person's 13 years old, just bar mitzvah, and he wants to finish off all the rebbes, it'll be a shayla. It was a shayla. Swapping, I don't see a way forward.
What about this? Can you give it back to the gobble?
Can you give it back to the gobble? Yeah, but Arba Minim is not a problem. Shulchanov tells you that if you want to pass it to the cotton the first day, you can't get it back from him. That's what he tells you. Shulchanov says, you eat it first before you give it to the cotton, because the cotton can't give it back to you. So let me show you the Sifan Shulchanov. Took it twice. Sign Top Rishon and Volbe in Arba Minim and sign Yogi Rishon. Okay, so I think we can go back into. I want to share with the Unma of Chiddush. We said yesterday that, you know, I think it's quite shkiah. We said a person finds himself in a hospital, whether he's visiting someone or for himself, Chassid Shalom, and he is in a hospital, and unless he's going to visit someone. And there he needs to go to the Beis HaKisei, he needs to use the bathroom there in the hospital. And a lot of them, basically every new building would have that with a sensor that when you open the door, the light goes on. And the question is, can you open the door if the light is going to go on? And what's your alternative? So we said, if there's a window from outside, which light's coming in anyway, there's no shayla at all. Because even though your mamash literally switching on the light on Shabbos, but you've got a formula here. You've got a psikreisha de l'ichmasne, you're opening the door, you don't care about the light, so you anyway got light. With the derabbanan, because it's an LED light, Makam Sarach Abrias is that's going to be okay. That's not the shayla. I think that you have to make it very clear. The shayla begins when you need that light. Picture, I think in most cases in the hospitals, they don't have a window coming in from anywhere else. They're not going to allow that either because of safety. They've got other cheshbonos why they don't allow windows in the toilet. They haven't. Instead, they have an air thing that allows air to come in and out. So, even though you've got a serious shayla, especially over the chayla himself, usually it's a sakana, and even the chayla shingles sakana is also usually okay. But when a person's gone to visit someone, he's walked all the way half an hour, and he's doing a grisa chesed, and he's faced with a massive shayla, he needs to go and be excused. What's the way forward? Every toilet come out from the new buildings,
it's
got a sensor.
Now,
obviously, that is, I think they come out only 8 times, really to get a go. Or to get the chayla himself, right? Because if you
want to go ice cream.
Oh.
Why
should
they have to know?
Why
do they have to know?
is that I guess the Maisa, again, we're saying that over here, Kama, the only Eitza is to really ask a Goy. If a person can't ask a Goy and he's not a Choyla, I can't think of a way forward. You know, look at the Chazanish, it's a Doraisa. Okay, so we can say we've got Paschal at the Chazanish and everything is Dorabon. But how are you going to get around it? You're not a Choyla, you come to visit a Choyla. So what's the way forward? Once it's nichale, once you want the light on, that's the crunch of it. If you can keep the door open somehow and no one's going to come, maybe that will be a waiter. Again, if you want the light in that room, you're mummish. You're doomed. Right? Because what's the way forward? You want the light.
But let's say you go in just as somebody comes out.
Oh, that's Kashmir. If you go in and you take place from another goy, the goy, let's say, is cleaning the bins and she goes inside, and then you chaparan and you keep the sensor on.
So you keep your own.
That's no problem at all.
What's the difference between the electric door?
Now, the embassy is, it's the same as the electric door. To come through, to go through, imagine someone, Chas v'Shalom is a choyla, and you want to go visit him, and you know the only way to get to the hospital is by going through the electric door. Can you do it? I don't think it's way forward. You follow God. That's what I'm saying. It's a very similar shadow to the light. The light and the going through the door is the same thing. And in that, if you're mechavefer and you want it, you want the door open or you want the light on, you got a problem.
Can I ask God to open the door?
Sure, you can ask God to open the door directly because you're doing the Torah Chayla. And you can ask, Amir Lakham is always okay. That means as soon as you go to the grounds of the hospital, get it very clear. When a person is in the grounds of a hospital, you can always ask God to do anything. Because you're always there for a choyla. A choyla, even if just for a headache, a strong headache, is already a choyla shame for sakon. You can ask you to do like. Go to a shop and buy this and cook something. Knowledge, everything's fine. Right? So usually on the ground, you can always ask a goy. I must share with you, I was in the Krumsal hospital, and you have to, I leave some homework for the Mr. Simcha, if you need to go there to Krumsal hospital, try and work it out to see, you know, there's two electric doors to go to the entrance of the A&E. Okay, the A&E has got two electric doors. Right. Both electric doors are quite close to each other. And when I was coming out of there, so I asked the guy, I was there for Shabbos once, and asked the guy, please, he knew all that locker straight out here. Right. So he kindly went over to the door and opened it for me. But there's another door straight after that door. Now, I didn't have time straight away today. I was going to go actually today to see how it works. I was worried about Corona and all that. I didn't want to start getting involved. But the Maisa, there's homework that needs to be done. I think, from what I saw the few seconds that I had, that the second door doesn't open from the first, from the guy that opened it for me. It opens when you go through. So the security guard's a nice man for letting me go through the first door, but we need to be about the second door. Okay, go ahead.